Welcome to Test Don't Guess, the podcast created for unlicensed health practitioners who love chatting about functional lab testing. I'm Jensen, your host. I'm a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, developer of the HTMA analysis app, and creator of the Instant HTMA professional course. But here, I'm just your curious colleague who wants to know all about the functional lab tests that you're using, how you learn to properly interpret them, and how incorporating labs has impacted your confidence and your practice. In this season of Test Don't Guess, we're going to talk with practitioners, course creators, and lab experts to help you navigate the world of functional testing, and I am super glad you're here. Remember, this is a podcast intended for learning purposes only, and it does not provide professional legal or medical advice. In this episode, I had the privilege of chatting with fellow practitioner Chloe Ward, who's on a mission to transform the lives of busy women, helping them conquer fatigue and elevate their energy through her practice one healthy meal at a time. She is a certified FDNP, a graduate of IIN, and a certified gluten-free practitioner. But that's not all. She is a perpetual learner like many of us and has delved into over 15 additional courses covering various labs and other topics that have helped her practice grow. So in this episode, Chloe shares about her signature method called Digest, and we will get into what each of those letters stands for later in the episode, and her six-month one-on-one program that features three functional labs that she runs on every client. Let's dive in. Tell me about your background and what brought you into the functional medicine world.
My name is Chloe Ward, and I am a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, as well as a certified integrative nutrition health coach. And my health journey really began from the time I was born. So before I was one, I had 14 ear infections. Oof. And every time I would have one, I was on a round of antibiotics. And if you do not know a lot about your gut health, even one dose of antibiotics before the age of two will affect your microbiome. And so imagine not even being 1 year old and being on 14 different rounds of antibiotics, being in pain, having these chronic ear infections, kind of off to a rough start. And then as I grew older, I had other things going on. I had a lot of allergies and food sensitivities. I was allergic to dairy. I had a sour cream and onion potato chip once, and I ended up in hives and having to go to the doctor. So that was very scary. And then as I grew older, I was always sick. It seemed like cold and flu season. Everybody would get over their illnesses pretty quickly, but they seemed to really just linger on for me. And as soon as I was feeling better, something else would come up. And so that was hard, constantly being sick and not feeling good. And then as I got older and started to go through just hormonal changes, starting your period and whatnot, I had really debilitating periods to the point where I would not be able to go to school. I would not be able to go to work. I was in so much pain, and I was taking 3 to 4 Advil at a time every 4 hours for about a week straight. And just nothing that I would do would help with the pain. And so I ended up actually going on birth control because that's what I was told would help my periods. Also
join the club.
And I ended up being on that for 10 years. And unfortunately, during those 10 years, it really did not help any of my symptoms. My periods were still irregular. They would be anywhere from 28 days to a 40-day cycle. I still had really, really painful periods. So I still was having to take Advil. I was having really heavy periods, so having to change out tampons every 2 hours, which is really hard when you're in high school and you're doing sports or you're just in life in general and you don't always have a bathroom near you and whatnot. And so that was something that was super frustrating. I also ended up gaining 10 pounds that I was never able to lose. My acne actually got worse going on birth control. So all these things that I was told would help fix it, it didn't really fix it. And my doctors didn't really have any answers other than to try different birth controls. So in the 10 years that I was on birth control, I tried about 7 or 8 different kinds. And they sadly didn't work, but I still stayed on them because I was told by my doctor, this is what would help. This is what I needed to do. And so I did that. And then fast forward to 2013, I was engaged. I was getting ready to get married. And of course, I was thinking, I want to have children right away. That's something that me and my husband had talked about. So not knowing anything about birth control, how it affects things, what it does to your body, I just quit cold turkey. I just threw them away, decided to stop taking them. And I luckily was able to get pregnant right away, right after we got married. But unfortunately, a couple weeks after, I ended up miscarrying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a really rough time in my life. And at the time, I did not have any friends who were pregnant, who were getting married, who were even thinking about kids. And so I felt really alone going through that. And then I didn't really know anything, if I'm being honest, about my cycle, my hormones, how all of that worked. And I was like, okay, I was able to get pregnant so quickly, it should happen again. Well, that's unfortunately what did not happen. And I ended up struggling with infertility for almost 3 years after that. And I ended up needing fertility treatment. I had to do 5 rounds of it before I was able to get pregnant again. And I was diagnosed with unexplained infertility. I was 23 years old. All of my tests came back good. My husband's came back good, but we weren't able to get pregnant. And so that was super frustrating. And it was only after I was able to get pregnant again that I started once again experiencing all these health symptoms, that functional medicine was something that I started looking into more and doing more researching. And only then was it that I discovered, oh my gosh, birth control completely depleted my minerals. My gut health has been horrible my entire life, just from standard American diet, medications, antibiotics, lifestyle, environmental factors, all of these things. And that's kind of when the light bulb in my head went off. And just kind of after being gaslighted by so many doctors and not getting answers to my symptoms, that's when I really decided I needed to take my health into my own hands. And I started enrolling in all of these courses, taking all of these classes, listening to all of these workshops. And that's when I kind of had my aha moment that this is something that I was really passionate about and I needed to follow. And after taking all of these courses, I realized that I actually was not the only one who was suffering from all these symptoms. It was really common, but that doesn't mean that it's normal. And so it's something that I became super passionate about. And last year, so in 2023, after working in law enforcement for almost a decade, I left that career to pursue health coaching full time. And it has been one of the best things I could have ever done. I'm so happy with that decision. And I love being able to help other women who are going through the same struggles that I have been through. And so that's kind of how I got into health coaching and what I do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's always such a journey. I mean, I think we all get into this for similar reasons where we were following our standard doctor's recommendations and it wasn't going well and we kept getting sicker and sicker. And then somehow we stumbled upon this. Talk with me about the testing aspect of your own journey. What was the first test that you had run that was like functional?
Yes. So I actually had the GI map and the HTMA, which is the hair tissue mineral analysis. Those were the first two that I had done. And I...
Were you working with a practitioner or was this through your own just learning for yourself?
Yes. At the time I was working with a naturopath and these are something that I had ran. And once I got them back, I really just felt validated and also kind of overwhelmed and kind of mixed emotions, that happy, I'm so happy I it's not in my head. I have answers, but also that frustration. Why was I never told about this? Why is this not being talked about? And then also kind of scared. Well, what do I do next? And at the time I was seeing a naturopathic doctor, and even though she was very amazing compared to the other doctors I had seen, I still felt like I wasn't given that much information. It was just, okay, here, take these supplements, do this, come back in 6 weeks and we'll do a follow-up. And so I really wanted to dive deeper and really learn as much as I could. And so that's when I was kind of thinking about, okay, I want to learn how to do these functional labs and interpret them and learn more. And that's when I joined FDN and was able to learn how to do labs. I joined an HTMA course, which was yours, that taught me how to read them and interpret them. And that was really just life-changing. Once that happened, I was like, okay, I know what I want to do. I need to incorporate these into my business, and everybody needs to get these labs done. They're just amazing.
Have you ever found yourself feeling like everyone is speaking a secret language? Trust me, I have been there. I vividly remembered feeling major imposter syndrome as I saw practitioners throwing around terms like GI map and mycotox profile and HTMA test. And I'm thinking, did I miss something? Turns out the more seasoned practitioners knew something that I didn't know. They knew that as holistic health practitioners, we are able to use our certifications to get access to various lab companies so that we can use all kinds of different lab testing with our clients that will ultimately help guide our recommendations. And side note, this made my data-loving brain so excited. As someone who color-coded their own blood results in a massive Excel sheet for years, I knew I was meant to use lab data with my clients. But then the questions hit. Which lab companies accept unlicensed health practitioners? And what tests are even available to me? How do I learn to interpret the lab results? How does it all work? And so that's why I created the ultimate free resource that I wish existed during my own quest for these answers. Just DM me the word lab guide on Instagram at testdontguess, or click the link in the show notes below to instantly access our totally free unlicensed practitioner's guide to functional lab testing. This is the resource you've been looking for if you're new to functional testing, or you want to make sure that you're aware of the different options that are available. So grab this guide and you'll be able to navigate the wild, wild west of functional lab testing like a seasoned pro. How did you find FDN?
At the time, I had a couple people that I was following online that had done it and recommended it. And I was kind of hesitant at first just because it is a really big investment. I remember showing it to my husband and I was like, I would love to do this one day. I think this would be really good, but it's super expensive. And he was like, you know, I support you. And if you feel like this is going to be the right thing for you, then let's do it. And it was one of the best investments I could have ever done.
Yeah. And that was just the beginning of your course journey. I was looking through all the courses that you've taken. And I mean, I think we are kindred spirits because you have enrolled in all kinds of different programs. Have you found any specifically to be like your favorites or ones that you go back to, ones that you recommend the most?
I really like, so in within FDN, they do have a bunch of additional trainings that you can do. And so if you want to extend your training and your certifications and your knowledge, they do have more advanced courses you could take. So I really like taking classes on hormones because I had a lot of hormonal imbalances. So finding classes on the Dutch, which is another lab that you can do to look at your hormones. I think those are really good. And then within IIN, they also had additional classes you could take. And so I took all of them, their gut health class, their hormone class, their detoxification class, their emotional eating class, just trying to get as much information as possible because everything that they were talking about is something that I had experienced and gone through or was going through. And so I wanted to know as much as I could about everything. And this year I have a couple more classes lined up that I'm hoping to take. and just continue my knowledge so I can provide my clients with the best care and information out there.
Yeah, absolutely. For your own practice, I know that you have something called your digest method. Can you talk with me about how you created it?
Yeah. So when I was trying to niche down and figure out what I really wanted to focus on, because there's so many things that I could have done. I had thyroid issues, I had mold issues, I had energy, I had gut health issues. And so really trying to narrow that down, I was thinking, what do I like doing most? And what were kind of the two main things that I really struggled with? And so gut health and energy and fatigue came up. And so within that, after talking to a lot of people, I found that really common that a lot of moms my age were also suffering with those same things. And so that's when kind of my aha moment, okay, let's focus on energy and digestion. And that was kind of what I wanted to really focus on and nail in on. And so my digest method is based upon the exact teachings that have helped heal me and numerous other women that I've worked with. And so it stands for diagnostic lab testing, because that is what we do. We use functional labs and individualized approach. So there's no one size fits all. Everyone has different symptoms and things going on inside. So it's all customized to you. It's all individualized. And then gut health optimization. It's so important to work on your gut health. I do that with every single client. And energy enhancement, because we all can use energy. We don't want to feel fatigued. We want to have energy to keep up with everything we have going on in the day, our kids, our spouses, our work, our fun, everything. And then supplementation, we do use supplements within our protocols, but they're all, again, targeted to everyone's unique needs. And then targeted nutrition. So I talk a lot about nutrition. That's a really big aspect that we go over when you're in a program with me, because what you eat is very important. So that's how I came up with the digest method. And kind of just through that functional lab testing and the tailored protocols and sustainable nutrition and lifestyle recommendations, that's how I work with individuals to create really these individualized plans that align with their unique needs and their health aspirations, and to help guide them towards becoming the healthiest and happiest version of themselves.
Yeah. Right. I love that. I absolutely love that. So I know a lot of like business mentors in the health space recommend creating like your own method for working with clients. Is that how you came up with this?
Yes. I was trying to figure out kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to have something stand out and digest. A lot of the clients that I work with, they have digestive issues. And so I was like, I think that would be the perfect signature program method. Mm-hmm. And everything that I do can fit within the DIGEST. And so that's kind of how that came about.
Yeah. And then you offer, how are your services structured with your clients?
So I offer a 6-month one-on-one program, and that includes functional lab testing, custom protocols, and one-on-one support. And in that 6-month program, I offer 3 labs. So we have your HTMA, the GI map, and functional blood chemistry. Mm-hmm. And the functional blood chemistry is something that clients can have their providers run for them. And if they're not able to, that's something I will run. And then everyone does the GI map and the HTMA. And within those 6 months, based on what their labs find, that's how protocols are determined. And from there, the lifestyle support, the one-on-one support through messaging, we do biweekly Zoom calls. I have a course within my program where each week for 12 weeks, there's new modules that are released that goes over just a variety of topics, from hormones to digestion, stress, your sleep, your lifestyle, all of that stuff. So they're really getting a lot of knowledge and information, and then that guidance that is so important that most people are lacking when they go to their doctor. They make an appointment for their doctor. It takes forever to get in. You wait forever once you're at your appointment. And then it seems like they spend 10 or 15 minutes with you and you're out the door. This is something completely different. I am speaking to my clients Monday through Friday. If they have any questions, I'm doing Zoom calls with them. I'm tailoring their protocol based on any symptoms or things that come up. And so it's really that one-on-one individualized support that makes it really different and really unique and really helpful and helps clients to be just successful with their health.
Yeah. And I hope you don't mind me asking. I love to dive in deep with how these programs are structured, especially like a 6-month program like that. Do you run all of the testing up front with the client, or is it like spaced throughout the 6 months?
I run all of them up front because depending on what will come up in their results will determine how I structure their protocols. So if someone runs a GI map, for example, and they have a pathogen or they have H. pylori, which is a really common gut infection, said to be in about 50% of the population. If they have something like that come up, that is something that I will want to address and work on before working on their minerals or working on other things that might show up on the GI map. So I like to do those right away. And while we wait for those results, that's when we can really start working on lifestyle and products and diet and stress and all of that stuff. And then once we get the results, we'll go over that and then tailor the protocols based on what is on those findings.
That's perfect. And so everything that you do is one-on-one with the client. Is there any group aspect to your program?
There is not right now, but I am actually in the what's the word I'm looking for? I'm in the process of creating a group program that's going to launch later this year, and it's going to be a 10-week program. And so that's something where they will have the one-on-one support as well as the group support. So I'm excited for that to launch.
Yeah. And you'll be keeping testing in with that?
So that one's going to be a little bit different. There will be testing, but it's not going to be the GI map or the HTMA. It's going to be a 10-week program all on balancing your blood sugar, which is super important. And that's also something that I briefly touch on within my course, but it's going to be a little bit different than what I normally do. So I'm excited for that to launch and go live.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I'll love to, I want to check in with you once you've launched that and hear more about how you're running, you know, the group itself, because I know a lot of our listeners really were, they really enjoy working one-on-one, but they also want like a group aspect as well.
Definitely. So. I think that's so important to have other people that you can talk to and communicate with and connect with. And so that is something that I'm super excited to have that go live.
Yeah. When someone sends me 2 HTMA tests and asks why they haven't seen much change, my first question is always, are you using Vicon? Vicon is the supplement company that I truly can't stop talking about inside our Instant HTMA professional community, and here's why. With Vicon, you're able to customize a supplement blend based on your client's HTMA test, complete with the client's name printed right on the label. So no more generic solutions or piecing together massive, complicated, and expensive protocols. Practitioners love Vicon because it wipes out supplement fatigue, which leads to real, tangible results. And clients love it because it's so simple to take, whether they choose the powder or the pills. And most importantly, they're able to experience the magic of getting the right nutrients along with crucial cofactors for their body. All you have to do as the practitioner is choose a base formula, customize it using over 25 different properly sourced options like extra potassium or liver support. And you can even whip up a custom prenatal or support breastfeeding moms. The possibilities are truly endless. And then just to make sure that the blend is perfect, you can always set up a quick consult with the amazing Vicon team, and they are happy to help. So if you're ready to revolutionize your approach to supplementation, grab our free Vicon guide and sign up for your own free Vicon account and let them know that you heard about it from Test Don't Guess. Check out the link in the show notes to get started. Can you share any, is there like a specific client that comes to mind where running the labs just made such a huge difference in your approach? And if you hadn't run them, you maybe would have gone down the wrong path?
Yes. So it was actually this time last year in 2023, I had met someone at a training that I was at, and we were all introducing ourselves, saying what we do. And when there was a break, I had one girl come up to me and she said she wanted to know more about what I do because she had had some really bad symptoms that she just couldn't kick. She had gained a lot of weight. She was having really bad skin breakouts, super high stress, really bad fatigue, low energy, and really wanting to just come off birth control. And she had no idea what really to do. She was a business owner. She had two young children, and she was just completely burnt out and exhausted and needed help. And so just from hearing that, all these light bulbs were going off in my brain. And so I was like, I think I can help you. Actually, I know I can help you. Let's get you in this program and run these functional labs. So she joined, and she ended up doing her HTMA and the GI map. And when I got her results back, I was just completely shocked. Like, I knew there was going to be room for improvement, but her HTMA had so many healing opportunities on there. And it all just made sense once I got it back. So if you're familiar with the HTMA, calcium, we ideally want to see at a 63. And she had an extremely high calcium shell at 426. Oof. So I knew there's a lot of room for improvement and healing just from that. And her magnesium, which we typically want to see it be at a 6, was at a 68. So she had a very high loss with that. And then her sodium and potassium were bottomed out. And she also had some potential copper toxicity going on there. She had really high levels of mercury, aluminum, and nickel, a really high calcium potassium ratio, and then her sodium magnesium ratio was bottomed out. And so just if you're familiar with that, a lot going on. And then when I got her GI map back, she had really high levels of H. pylori. She also had a lot of low commensal bacteria. She had candida also come up, and she also had a parasite come up. So lots of room for healing within that. And we got to work right away, started working on that. And pretty much right away, she started to feel better. She started to sleep better. Some of the things that I had recommended for stress reduction because of that calcium shell and the magnesium loss, going to a therapist, really working on things like your breathing, gratitude journaling, stop doing intense workouts and cardio and focusing on more restorative things like yoga, Pilates, strength training. All of those were things that really benefited her, in addition to these lifestyle and diet and supplement changes. And so without doing those, I really believe that her symptoms would have kind of just stayed the same and probably gotten worse, because she had been to multiple doctors and their recommendation was just antidepressants and birth control. And so she didn't have a birth control deficiency. She didn't have an anti-anxiety deficiency. She had all these underlying cases and factors going on and root causes that we could really target and address. And so she is someone who I actually ended up working with for a year, and we did later testing down the road, some hormone testing, and she had some estrogen dominance going on and some other things. So she was just super thankful that we were able to get these labs back, and she just felt validated, and she's feeling really good and has energy now, and almost all of her symptoms have resided, which has just been awesome.
Oh, I love to hear that. Absolutely love to hear that, especially when people aren't getting answers in another way, and the testing comes back and it's just so clear. It's like, I mean, I wish you could have known this so much longer ago, you know? Yeah. And so that's amazing. Well, so I always like to ask just like a fun question, and it's been funny getting the answers lately from people. What is something that you're currently learning in your downtime?
So I actually am just finishing up my Pilates teacher training certificate. So I did a really vigorous 6-month program, and now I'm just finishing out my teaching hours so I can test out, and then I'll be certified. So in between doing health coaching and taking care of my kids and all our animals, I have been doing a lot of Pilates on the side.
I love that. Yeah. And where can people find you?
So they can go to my website, which is onehealthymealatatime.com. Or they can find me on Instagram at One Healthy Meal at a Time.
Great. And so you're offering a GIMAP lab interpretation to any practitioners that are interested. Can you talk with us about that?
Yeah. So anybody who is listening to this, if they are interested and they have done a GIMAP within the last 6 months, I would be willing at a very discounted rate to go over it with them and really do an in-depth interpretation on that, as well as a supplement protocol. Just because I know, like I mentioned earlier, I had gotten my GI map from someone and I knew there was a lot of stuff going on, but I wasn't really explained in detail what it meant and why I was taking specific supplements. I just knew there's a lot of red on there and that was affecting me. And so I would love to be able to help someone else interpret that and get them on a customized protocol so they feel confident in knowing what their results are, what they mean, and that their protocol is going to be targeting and what exactly it'll be targeting. And so if they're interested in that, they can actually email me. My email is onehealthymealatatime@gmail.com. And they can just say, hey, I heard you on Jensen's podcast. I'm interested in your GI map interpretation bundle. And I will get them set up with that.
Perfect. Yeah, I think that that's such a great offer. Just because I think as practitioners who are just so interested in this testing, I think sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves and we order these tests for ourselves. And then we forget that it takes a lot of work to learn how to properly interpret them. And so I love when, you know, practitioners are willing to do that for other practitioners where we know you already have the test and you probably have a lot of the tools, but I'm going to help you like pull it all together. And so I think that's a really wonderful thing to be offering. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on. I loved hearing your story and can't wait to share this.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I loved being able to chat with you. And I hope that listeners who are listening to this, that it resonates with them and just know that they're not alone in their health struggles. And I think that's why all of us are doing what we do, because at some point in time, we've had very similar health issues come up. And so I love sharing about what I do, and if it can, you know, help even just one person, then that makes me so happy.
All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining. You can find me at Test Don't Guess on Instagram or testdontguess.org, or you can check out the free private Facebook group called Test Don't Guess Functional Lab Chats to go ahead and continue this conversation. So until next time, always keep learning and stay curious.